Welcome to Versus Parents. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about,
I guess, your high school.
Yeah. So a couple months ago, September of 2023, I took the specialized high school's admission test, often known as the SHSAT.
Right.
And my hope was to get into Brooklyn Tech, which
you got into.
I did get into, but I was looking for the fact that you went there.
Yeah.
So not a lot of people get to say that they went to the same high school as their dad, but I guess I'm one of them.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a disadvantage and an advantage at the same time. My dad often, we made an agreement.
First, what's the advantage? So
the advantage is that you could help me with the physical ropes around the school, mm-hmm. shortcuts and whatnot.
Right.
The disadvantage is that you push me harder because you think that the school requires a lot more. So for reference, in October or November, I made an agreement with my dad. I said, Dad, if I get into Brooklyn Tech, I want to pay less attention to my schoolwork because I know it's going to be more work during high school and I want to enjoy these last 3 months.
Right.
My grades are decent. I'm passing all my classes, obviously.
Right.
And my dad...
Barely.
Not barely.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay, you're doing well.
my dad said, no, you know what? We're not going to do that. You need to practice all your skills. So basically the opposite of our agreement is what my dad like to came up
so
with.
So at first I agreed. So first Liam said, okay, if I get in, take it easy on me with the schoolwork. And I said, okay, because, yeah, as long as he's passing his classes, it really won't matter. The grades won't matter once he starts high school and all of that. Okay, true. But then we had a conversation with your teachers. and so what came out of that is that Liam wasn't doing as well as he described. You said you were, everything's fine, all my homework is done. Turns out, no, lots of homework is missing. Right? And I don't know if you can see, it's a little hard to see with the podcast, but Liam is rolling his eyes, which suggests that he agrees with the substance, but doesn't like the fact that it's there.
No. The other thing about my parents is that these meetings with teachers weren't scheduled for parent-teacher conferences.
That's right.
My parents emailed the teachers, every single one of my teachers, asking how I was doing in class.
That's right.
So I don't know what other parent does that.
So you're saying it was an illegal parent move?
Yes.
That's exactly what we did. Because I don't remember exactly what prompted it. But what prompted it? Do you know why?
Nothing.
No,
my
there was
ADHD.
There was something. It was something that Mama and I had a conversation about, and we said, you know what? We're gonna reach out to teachers and see what the heck is going on. And so all the teachers said, 2-1. They said that you're a good kid in class, that you don't disrupt, like you don't have problems with you, but you are very distractible, and then you space out. And then you don't do your work. You don't complete it. And your grades could be so much higher if you just finished the work, if you did the work. And you can imagine, if you guys can imagine the head explosion emoji, that is what I was feeling. Because that is my utter frustration with Liam, is that you're so capable of doing it, but you just don't do it. And so this time we said, no, in high school, you're going to need to do it. So instead of saying, we're going to take it easy on you now, the policy now is the opposite of that. That's your right. That this is a free time for you to experiment.
It's not free though, because it's my last. I'm switching high schools, and it's not like I have maybe 10 or 12 friends that are going to high school with me out of 1,500 kids
right.
in my freshman year.
Right.
Biggest high school in America, I think in the world. But
no, that's not in the world. But
in
I think
America,
I don't know if it's in America, but certainly it's a huge school.
It is
6,000 students,
sure.
1,500 freshmen.
Yeah. So, I'm leaving all my friends because my current school, the backup option was to stay there for high school because it's a 6-12 experience. So all my friends are staying there from my current school.
Yeah.
So this is my last couple of months to kind of have fun with them before I don't really have time for them, because I don't feel like I have a lot of free time. And if this is how much work and all the stuff you guys are making me do in middle school,
yeah.
I can't imagine what it's going to be like in high school.
Yeah.
So that's the part that I feel like is unfair to me.
It's true. And I really, honestly, I empathize with you, because if I were in your position, I would feel the same. But I also know what's coming. And what I want to avoid is for you to experience just tech at high school like freshman year and then be completely overwhelmed by the amount of work that is required. So we want to prepare you for it. So you've got a tutor. I'm working with you on taking how to take notes and how to do like an AI-based recording and how to synthesize all that. Like, these are all like tools that you are going to need to help you succeed.
So the problem for me is I feel like a lot of other kids are going to
tech. What do you actually feel?
I see. My dad always has a thing with telling me a feeling, but I don't really feel anything.
That's not true. What do you feel?
I don't know, but what I do feel is that a lot of
wait. So what do you feel?
Stop. A lot of kids, a lot of my friends, they're going to tech, and their parents aren't caring about their schoolwork now because they all get good grades. You had to be smart to get into tech. I surpassed the cutoff by quite a bit. There was like 12 Shazat schools that you could get into, and I made the cutoff for 10 out of 12.
Mm.
But I obviously put, you can only get into one, and I put Brooklyn Tech first, so that's where I got.
Okay.
But the thing is, it was kind of like all these kids are going to tech, and I'm sure none of the, like, I can't imagine that all of them are going to be super bad and, you know, not doing any of their academics because their dad's didn't go to tech. And I feel like I'm done a disservice because if you weren't at tech, you wouldn't care as much about this and I'd be able to have a free time.
That's not true. No, it's not true. The reason that it's not because I specifically went to tech. It's because I went tech. I did go to tech, but it happens to be just a hard school. So if I had gone to any school that was rigorous, I would have the same feeling. And I didn't have my parents guiding me at my time because they didn't know any better. I just sort of showed up at tech and I had to do. And I could have done a lot better in high school if I had had some of these study tips. So that's what I'm passing on to you. So you think it's a disadvantage, but I think of it as a gift. Liam, my parental fatherly gift.
Yeah, no. I don't agree with that. And I mean, on the flip side, I am excited for high school. I have some friends that I'm going to go to school with, and I know them, and they've been my friends for a while. And I'm sure I'm going to make a lot of new ones, which is kind of more what I'm concerned about at tech. Right. Meanwhile, I know that's not my dad's case.
No, listen, what do you mean not my case? I'm sure you'll make plenty of friends.
That's not your priority.
No, definitely not my priority. It'll just happen for you. You'll make friends, I hope, right? And I think...
One of the reasons I wanted to go to tech is because I always liked the idea of a big school. I like knowing people. I like, you know, my mom said that the most people that ever... a person that she met with the most friends was my dad. And then after that, it's me. So I kind of like that idea of being in a school with a lot of kids because that's a lot of kids to know for future. That's a lot of connections. And that's kind of more for me rather than it as, quote, my dad says, an academic machine.
It's an academic factory. Yes. And tech is that. And you can do both. You can have lots of friends, and I'm sure you'll have lots of friends. But you also need to learn, and you need to get good grades. Because after high school, what's next?
College.
That's right. And this is what I already know.
And I might not go to college. Mm. Who knows? I'm going to come up with a great idea.
Audience, that sound you're hearing is my head exploding.
Yeah.
Of course you'll go to college.
You don't know. Maybe I'll have a really good idea in high school and get rich off that.
Uh-huh.
You never know.
Even if you get rich, you need to go to college. It's not even true. Liam, oh my God.
I'm pretty sure Elon Musk was a high school dropout.
I'm not. Yeah. You are not Elon Musk, and I would not wish for you to be Elon Musk. But...
But back then, Elon Musk's parents said, you're not King Tut or whatever.
Oh, my God. Okay. This discussion we're going to have in a separate podcast and probably 4 years from now. But for now, congratulations on your high school getting in.
Dad.
Very proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay. And you're going to need to work your butt off, and I'm going to help you to do that.
Gee, thanks. All right. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Have a good week.
Take care.
Take care.